This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 minutes after the hour, the familiar ring of the beginning of the conversation about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Michael is there in his home. He is perched on the top of the skyscraper that is the Talkers Building in Mass. Well, actually, there are two big buildings.
Yeah, I live in the penthouse.
You're in the penthouse.
I live in the penthouse. We call it the Talkers Scraper. It's bigger than a tower.
The talk scraper. Right.
The talk
very
scraper.
Good.
It scrapes the ionosphere.
So we can pick up
radio
the sky.
Signals.
The bird is a plane. No, it's Michael Harrison. Right. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Okay, so we start off our conversation with a review of the stories. Some of them may pique our interest. We'll dig around in them. And also the list of people and the interesting things that they have been doing. Some of them are connected to the top 10 stories. Some of them are not. But, Michael, if you would do us the pleasure or the... I hope it's a pleasure for you. Do it.
Well,
I mean,
it's a pleasure having the privilege to do this.
Yes.
Some of these stories are not so pleasurable.
No, they are.
But some are. Like, take March Madness. Everybody suddenly becomes a college basketball fan. And
do you? Have you got a bracketed talker?
No. I don't do anything with that. I don't have enough broadband left in my brain to handle all of that. So March Madness is something that I personally don't get involved in, but I respect it greatly, and it's a big cultural thing in the
U.S. I think it's stupid. That's just me.
At number 10, March Madness. At number 9, the Snoop Dogg video.
It's something else that's stupid.
At number 8, the Dutch elections.
Stupid.
I ask that, is that stupid? Or at number 7, we have Trump's tax returns.
Really stupid.
Or a portion thereof. At number 6, we have North Korea threats. At number 5, the wiretapping accusations. At number 4, the GOP health care plan. At number 3, the Fed hikes interest rates. At number 2, Trump budget cuts. And at number 1, Trump travel order blocked. And there you have the most talked about topics on news talk stations such as the one that we are being broadcast over at the moment. The People Survey, Snoop Dogg at number 10. Number 9, Rachel Maddow has her moment in the sun, sort of. At number 8, Kim Jong-un. Vladimir Putin is at 7. At number 6, Geert Wilders. I don't know if I said it properly.
Close enough.
At number 5, Rex Tillerson. At number 4, Janet Yellen. At number 3, Barack Obama. At number 2, Paul Ryan. And number 1 is Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right, so I have never said this to you before. You and I have been friends for decades. When you go through the list of people, I think about each week, I really do, the potential they might have as a talk radio person. I'm just thinking, and I did this in my mind as you're going through again this week, Snoop Dogg as a talk host. What do you think?
I don't know enough about him, frankly, to say, you know, maybe he would be a good talk host. A lot of the contemporary artists and hip-hop artists are very, very lyrical.
They have lots to say.
And thoughtful and opinionated. So, so yeah, perhaps that would work out.
Right.
Rachel Maddow?
Was a talk host, radio.
She started out as a talk host on a very good small-town radio station up in my neck of the woods in Northampton, Massachusetts.
And, where she's from, or did she go to school there?
Well, I don't know where she went to school, but I know that she was from that station. That was where she first was discovered as a progressive voice that eventually got the attention of Air America.
Yeah.
She was kind of a backup. She was she was on the bench there. The big stars were, you know, Al Franken and Janine Garofalo.
Right.
Not to be confused with the backup quarterback on the New England Patriots. Kim Jong-un would be a wonderful talk show host.
Mm.
He'd be particularly good in commercial endorsements.
Right.
Vladimir Putin would talk about his friendship with Donald Trump.
Yes.
I guess this guy from the Netherlands would fit right in.
No. Yeah, I don't think so.
Rex Tillerson doesn't talk. He doesn't do anything. That's a whole trip unto itself.
Write a check.
Janet Yellen, I don't know. Barack Obama would be a great talk show host.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan would be a good talk show host. And yeah. Donald Trump is a talk show host. He's the greatest shock jock of all time.
Hasn't he done it? All right, speaking of talk show hosts, Michael Savage, real name Michael Wiener, was attacked outside a restaurant this week in his native San Francisco. And I'm trying to figure out what the motivation here. At this point, Michael doesn't get the kind of ink that he used to. He's still on every day and has an audience, to be sure. But for some reason, he's in this restaurant where he goes often with his pet poodle. And he walks out the door and the guy knocks him down, takes a punch at him. Do we even know any more about it than that?
I don't know much more about it, but I do know that it's troubling, and I know that it's very dangerous to be a talk show host. It's very dangerous to be out there politically today and have an opinion. And there are a lot of crazy people out there that is why high-profile talk show hosts like Rush Limbaugh have to have bodyguard contingents as if they were president of the United States.
Right. So why is that? Why people get themselves so worked up? What is the Alan Berg comes to mind, who was a host on KOA in Denver, and he got killed by a bunch of skinheads as he left the radio studio one night. I don't get how anybody could be that worked up about stuff that's said by just another human being. I mean, you get worked up if you're married. You get worked up about your spouse, and I guess I'm answering my own question.
I don't know whether you're kidding or you don't know how anybody could get that worked up. I mean, we have a history of assassinations. We have a history of mental illness. I mean, the average person who gets worked up is not going to kill somebody, but there is within the population a small percentage of very dangerous people. And therein lies a lot of the controversy about the role of responsibility in the media. Should we talk openly about things, or are we running the risk of encouraging that small percentage that could do a high percentage of damage? But no, I'm not surprised that there are nutcases out there that would pop somebody off because they don't like their political view. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that take this stuff too seriously. And that's not to say it's not serious, but when I say too seriously, I mean it in the sense that the reaction is no longer healthy.
Well, and Logan, pause for a moment. When we come back, let's talk about literal interpretation of words, whether it be hosts or politicians. At what point do we stop taking them? At what point do you pick up what they say as being they're responsible for everything they say, and at what point do we give them a break? Let's talk about that. Michael Harrison, who is chief among talkers and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a note about those of you who have small businesses. Michael and I run small businesses, and we need to hire people, and we're looking for the best candidates. And the way to find the best candidates is not to post them one at a time on all of these sites, Facebook and Twitter, and there are 900 other places where you can try to find talent. No, you go to one place. One place only, and that's ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post your job to a couple of hundred sites that are used universally around the country. So if you're looking for a candidate in a city-specific or industry-specific or in some way, shape, or form, you have this very tight description of somebody you need at your place, then go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. That's it. Free use of their facility so you can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, hire the right person right away. That comes as a result of your using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post the jobs now, free, and you'll have, by the beginning of next week, the right candidate. I'm betting on you, and I'm betting on ZipRecruiter.com. That's the place to go. One more time, use it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Aging can do a number on your waistline.
If left alone to do our own thing, both sexes, males and females, tend to gain weight as we age. And that's because of the changes in metabolism that are happening as we age. And that's mainly because of hormonal influences.
But Dr. Ektik Kapoor says women have to cope with weight issues that come with menopause. On average, women in midlife gain about 1.5 pounds every year. That's 15 pounds in one decade.
The mark of menopause is decline in estrogen levels, and estrogen plays a pivotal role in fat distribution in the body.
Menopause makes you gain weight around the midsection, and it slows your metabolism, but the main reason for midlife weight gain is?
There are subtle changes in our physical activity levels.
So how could you beat the midlife bulge?
Really, the core of this is lifestyle changes.
If you slowly cut calories and move more every day, you can maintain a healthy weight long term. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. All right, we're at 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. We were talking about taking things literally, whether it be from a talk radio person, whether it be from your spouse, whether it be from the president. I think that we're being educated, Michael, to not take everything that everybody says and hold them accountable for it. Is that good or bad?
It's neither good nor bad. It's just part of communication. I mean, sometimes certain people have dry senses of humor. You have to learn that, and then you understand them. It's also a person's responsibility to be understood. So I think there's always been the case of whether or not somebody's taken literally or expresses themselves literally. It happens in art. It happens in literature. If you're referring to the President of the United States and whether the President of the United States should be taken literally or is responsible to do so, because of the importance of the position, because of the importance of what, say, Janet Yellen might say about interest rates, or what the president might say that could be interpreted not only by the people in this country, but people in other countries that don't necessarily speak English, signals are incredibly important that they are as accurate as possible. And this is the first time, at least in our lifetimes, that we've had a president that there's some question about you know, the connection between the literal interpretation of what he says and whether he's kidding, exaggerating, or talking through his hat. And it's something that we're dealing with right now and understanding it, because right now a lot of people don't understand it. And I think the burden falls on Trump, not
really
necessarily on the public. Well, he's the president of the United States. He's got to be understood. Remember what they used to call Ronald Reagan? The great communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a very clear, precise communicator.
Who says?
President. I do. You asked me for my opinion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I do want your opinion because I think it's relevant. Do I think that he or anybody else who's a human being needs to be held responsible for every single word they say? No. I think that's unreasonable and it's out of touch with what the reality is of the 24-hour news cycle. There's a microphone on everybody. There's people spying on you everywhere. I don't think that that's reasonable anymore. It might have been, but I don't think it fits anymore in this surrounding. For God's sakes, he can't even control whether he controls what he says. But, you know, as well as I do, and Obama didn't do the Trump thing, but to see what came out this week in WikiLeaks is that there are taps everywhere. So, anyway, but it's good. It's good fodder for conversation, Michael. Thank you. 21 after the hour. We continue here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Change, almost 24 after the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Review, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Editors, executive editors, and all that sort of thing, listening to great radio stations, programs, and stories that are a part of what we, what our lifeblood is. This is what helps the public to understand what's going on. So we were talking, Michael and I, about the literal interpretation of people's words, whether it be somebody on the radio, president, whomever it is. And I said, more because of what came out this last week, the WikiLeaks, or the week before last, I guess that was, we learned more about who's being tapped and the fact that these people in these various agencies can listen to anything, anytime. So there's no more privacy. There's none. So does that mean that the president or the guy who's running Exxon or whoever it is that you want to scrutinize, because some of his words or her words come out, even though they weren't supposed to be made public, are supposed to be scrutinized in the same way that people who make public statements on policy, et cetera, et cetera? Or, how do you do that?
Well, there's a huge difference between a public statement on policy and something that was leaked through a wiretap in a private conversation. Mm-hmm. And we have to educate ourselves how to handle sorting out the fact from the fantasy in this age where privacy is disappearing. You and I have talked about this for years, that one of the byproducts of the digital era is an increasing lack of privacy. And privacy is something that's very important for freedom. Because and we're all eavesdropping on each other constantly. I even mentioned to you that we're almost becoming telepathic. Everybody's voice is in our head. We hear everything. We know everything. It's constant. We're all in touch with each other. Well, that has sociological consequences. So, yes, we should be understanding that something that you may have heard Hillary said or Trump said in private or whatever, we wouldn't have known about it and it wouldn't have hurt us because everybody says stuff, everybody, you know, locker room talk or whatever it is. So it gives us insights into them and it has to be taken into account. But when somebody in a public situation comes out with a statement that's not eavesdropped, a statement, President of the United States, head of the Federal Reserve, a senator, anybody that has power, and there's consequence to what they say, they've got to be accurate. They can't just talk off of, you know, the cuff, because there'll be consequences to the words, and you don't want that. So I think everybody's responsible to take into account that there are a lot of gaffes, there are a lot of mistakes, there's a lot of eavesdropping on private conversations that aren't to be taken literally. But when somebody is putting out a press release, somebody is giving a press conference, somebody is making a statement to the press, or publishing a tweet, which is a form of a statement, I think they should be held accountable for their words and not mess around.
What does that mean, to be held accountable?
I think that they should be encouraged to tell the truth, and they should be criticized for not doing so.
Okay. Does that have? Do you think some people will pay attention to that scrutiny, and others just say, "Screw it, I'm not going to pay." So, what, who are you to scrutinize me in my
words? Now, what you're doing here is you're revealing yourself politically to be very much a supporter of Donald Trump, regardless of what he does or says. And I'm saying to you,
no, you see, you're twisting my words.
No, I'm not. I'm interpreting your words. What I'm saying to you is that all presidents, left, right, Democrat, Republican, whatever, any person in power is responsible to tell the truth.
I'm not disputing that. But everybody's truth is colored. What's the truth? Truth versus fact. Sometimes that is, and I didn't vote for Donald Trump, but there are some things, like we'll talk about the budget cuts. There are some things in there that we ought to talk about. A lot of talk radio people have, as we got toward the end of the week, and let's scrutinize those a little bit as we continue here, enlightening people as to what the major topics and discussions have been on News Talk Radio programs this week, 28 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Now 34 and change after the hour is the continuing focus on the world of News Talk Radio is our premier work here. The editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine is Michael Harrison here with the charts for the week of March 13th, 17th. We're going through some of the items in here that are connected with a focus on more how people think than what they think. Before we get to the budget cuts and some of the things, I want to get Michael's read on the fact that Corporation for Public Broadcasting is one of the items that among these 33 or 34 targeted for no government input. Before we get to that, though, I think it's nice to announce for everybody, if you go to talkers.com on the web, you'll see a list of the 5th annual Heavy 100 in Sports Talk. You do the Heavy 100 for regular talk radio. Now you've done the Sports Talk. People, any surprises here? This is something you get a lot of input from lots of different people. Sports Talk Radio has become very important in the spoken word format. So what? This is, as usual, a thankless task for you because somebody's always not going to make a list. How come I didn't get on the list?
We get thousands of people who are mad because they're not on the list, and then you have a number of people who are angry because they don't like where they are on the list.
Right.
But it's a fascinating feature. It is a service to the industry. It provides a thumbnail sketch of who's important and who's coming up and who's rising. It's as subjective as it is objective, and we make no bones about it because it's really difficult to have it. You know, it's like the sexiest man alive thing that
That's you.
Magazine does. Yes, I complain every
and
year
me.
That I'm not on the list, and
mm-hmm.
you should be there too. We should be a team.
But
in sports radio, it makes it even harder because there are so many teams in sports radio.
Mm-hmm.
But sports talk, this is our fifth year doing it in sports talk radio, so it's a major genre of broadcasting, and we cover it. There are no surprises because
the personalities change there like they do in regular talk radio, or is it pretty substantively the same?
It's a combination of both. There are some people that are just mainstays that, you know, in New York, Mike Francesa and Boomer and Carlton on WFAN. Boomer Esiason has turned into a major sports commentator on both radio and television after a pretty good career as a quarterback. You have guys like Jim Rome, and you have, you know, there are a lot of big national names, but there are also a lot of big names and teams in local cities. And, you know, it's kind of, it's
do broadcasters,
because there's so many.
One of the things about sports talk radio and what's covered on sports television is that many times the people who become important are players. They've been in the game or in one of the games. I'm not sure that we can say the same about people who are on talk radio, except the most successful folks on talk radio are people who have a background in radio, who have been professional disc jockeys or news people, maybe both. I think that's been something that we've talked about. But in order for you to be successful as a sports talk host, what's needed? Because it is, there are a lot of people. Francesca is not one of those people, but there are a number. Boomer is somebody who's played. Most of the people that are talking heads on television are former players who go to school. There are schools that teach these guys how to look on television, how to act on television. Same thing on the radio. So how much different is that?
The difference between, well, there's a difference between color commentary and play-by-play. Than being a personality on some of these talk shows on both television and certainly on radio. And you got to really know the game to be a play-by-play or color commentator. And some of the best color callers have been coaches or have been players. But in terms of sports talk radio hosts, yeah, it helps if you know the game as a player, but you really have to have a really outrageous in-your-face personality, a lot of confidence, and you got to be opinionated and not be afraid of controversy. It's very, very similar to news talk radio in that regard, except nobody gets hurt but the players.
Mm-hmm. No, they only get hurt if you're Michael
when you're talking about
a restaurant.
Well, but what I'm saying is nobody lives and dies by the opinions and by the truth or falsehoods of the statements. It's sports. It's game. But, yep. But when you're playing the spectator sport of politics, we're talking about life and death. We're talking about people's, you know, well-being.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's more real.
I just thought it was worth it. If you want to see the list, go to talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and all of the information that we have. There's an outline of a lot of the things that we talk about here at the Talkers website. Speaking of that, the highlight this week, one of the other things that Michael does is a podcast weekly called Up Close and Far Out. And this week you have Norm Pattis, who is a long and storied radio career and now has this Podcast One company that he pioneered. It's a time for change in how people listen to things that are important to them. And you and Pattis, I'm sure, probably talk about that this week, yeah?
Yeah, we talk about podcasting, and there recently was an annual study called The Infinite Dial by two of radio's research companies, and they talk about listening habits as they're evolving. And basically, the short story is that every year, more and more people are listening to online radio, podcasting, yeah, and internet radio, and shows that are on radio online. In other words, like watching your local TV station on cable. It's you're listening to an AM or an FM station, but you're listening to it online. So online radio is really what we're talking about, and evolution in podcasting. And for anybody listening to this that is a, you know, a media freak and really loves radio and behind-the-scenes stuff, Pattis and I get into some real nuts and bolts about what's happening in the business.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that is upcloseandfarout.com, or you can find it at talkers.com. Michael and his conversation this week with Norm Pattis. When we continue in a moment, we're going to focus the top items on the story list from the charts at Talkers Magazine this week. A couple of Trump items, the budget cuts, have gotten a good deal of scrutiny, and with good reason. There's a refreshing, and Michael will say that I'm a Trump supporter, but I, in this circumstance, I do support the digging out of a lot of this material that hasn't been talked about, hasn't seen the light of day for a long time. Do I think that all the budget cuts that were announced or suggestions for budget cuts are appropriate? No. Some of them are. We'll go through some of those, and perhaps Michael can tell us what he thinks is good, if there is anything good in the budget that's going to spend more money instead of cutting money. We'll get that item right front and center before you in a matter of moments. Reviewing the stories from this past week, just so that we have it specifically, sometimes we are prone to get off on other discussions. I know you find that hard to believe, but that's what goes on. So here they are in order from number 10 to number 1. Story department, March Madness. What's going on in sports talk? Number 9, the Snoop Dogg video. Number eight, there was an interesting conversation or tweeting back and forth, wasn't there? Once again, Twitter in the focus. Dutch elections, number eight. The Trump tax returns at number seven. North Korea, and they're continuing to huff and puff to blow our house down, number six. The wiretap accusations and where they've gone or haven't gone. Number four, the health care plan and what to do about it. Number three, interest rate hikes. Number two, budget cuts. And number one, the travel order from President Trump. Those are the top 10 items on the charts from talkers this week. 42 after the hour here on the countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Talkers Magazine, responsible for the hot hits in talk radio that we talk about, and there's a list of 10 most discussed people that comes out every week as well. So on that list is Snoop Dogg at number 10, Rachel Maddow at number 9, Kim Jong-un at 8, Vladimir Putin is at 7, at number 6, Geert Wilders. At number 5, Rex Tillerson, Janet Yellen is at 4, Barack Obama is at 3, Paul Ryan is 2, and Donald Trump in the number 1 position. No surprise there. Don't expect that to change at all as long as he's the president in residence. That's our Trump. So those are the people that are being discussed. It's Trump all the time, or all, it's not all politics all the time. The Snoop Dogg thing. Well, I mean, almost everything does have a connection, though, to politics, doesn't it? And so under the circumstances, we've done our job to give you more food for thought. The Food for Thought Department, open wide here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, as usual. All right, 44 after the hour now. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen with our review of the hot hits in talk radio. Number one, or close to the top, the budget cuts that have been announced. There are a number of agencies that would see if this blueprint were to be approved. We all know it won't be approved because nothing that comes out of, whether it's this administration or any administration, gets approved as it's sent up to the Hill, as it were. But there are a number of things in here that are, in my estimation, good. It's all good because we're scrutinizing things that we haven't talked about or seen for a long time, where there's a lot of money wasted. And that's my view. I want to get Michael's point of view, starting with a suggestion that the support for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting ought to be eliminated. That is taxpayer support. It doesn't put them out of business. What can you tell us about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting radio side, and whether really and truly, if the money that came from the public were cut out, what would that do to the quality of the programs?
I don't think it'd do anything to it. Frankly, it's my own opinion. I think that they have, first of all, they don't get the majority of their funding from the government. They don't need that. It doesn't hurt them. But, you know, there's there's a question. I'm all for public support of the arts. I don't know necessarily whether public radio is the arts. Just to me, it's another form of commercial radio, but that's, again, my opinion. Mm-hmm. It competes with commercial radio, and it does so with an attitude that it's high and mighty and somehow serving a higher cause. But it's full of commercials. The grants that are mentioned are commercials. There's long, you know, radiothons to give sometimes can be very irritating. They do good programming.
Yeah, they're good broadcasters.
Taxpayer,
yeah.
I don't see what, you know. Look, those of us in the business know, to one degree or another, based on personal experience or knowing people, that they have a lot of jobs there that may not necessarily be necessary.
Right.
they have a lot of reporters. They spend a lot of money. They kind of take the high road in terms of you know, the softer environment in terms of how they work. So I don't want to knock them. I've never worked at public radio, but I've done a lot of programs with them and all, and I think they can get along with a little bit less support from taxpayer dollars. Makes sense to me.
Do you think there are other examples on this list of, I don't know whether you have it in front of you.
I don't want to get into my own opinion about the list because that's extremely political, but let's say there are things on there that some people will agree with and others won't. And where I find it interesting is any of the cutbacks that are going to hurt Trump supporters is going to be interesting to see how they react to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that time is going to tell. The real interest is how will Trump's base react to things that he does that does not necessarily answer their immediate needs or their immediate reasons for voting for him. That's going to be interesting. So that's what I'm looking at, and that's going to come. You know, that's going to come out in the next few days, weeks, and years.
Mm-hmm. You published a piece in Talkers this week. From Phil Valentine, who is a syndicated talk person. I think he's in Nashville, if I remember correctly. Good guy.
Yes, he is.
What you basically are have in this column produced is some thought about what we can learn from President Trump. It's entertainment. He's talking about entertainment. And it sort of gets to what I was talking about earlier. I hadn't seen this article before. Isn't that like beauty in the eyes of the beholder? Entertainment is in the ears of the beholder. Some people are entertained by some things, and some people aren't.
Yes, that's true. And it seems everybody's entertained by Trump. Trump is the most entertaining politician I've ever seen in my lifetime. And as a result, the whole nation's talking about him. And much of the talk is because they're just fascinated with him as a person. People that like him and hate him, or somewhere in between, find themselves interested in following his activities. So what Valentine is saying is that Trump is entertaining. I mean, what you're saying is, well, what does entertaining mean? Well, entertaining means entertaining. And whether you find, you know, the life of trees entertaining, or you as a farmer, like the latest news in farming is entertaining, that's subject to interpretation. But let's face it, some people are boring. And some things are boring and not entertaining. They may be important, but they're not entertaining. Trump's entertaining he's entertaining as heck. I mean, I've never seen any human being as entertaining as Trump. And I can't explain why. It's what we call in the arts X factor. He's got a lot of it. And that's neither say I support him or I don't support him, but you can learn a lot about capturing the public attention and the media attention by watching him work.
Isn't it interesting that we feel like we have to apologize in a way? I find myself doing this from time to time. When I was talking about Obama, I didn't vote for him if I would say something good about him. And then I would analyze it. Why am I saying that? Why am I so insecure that I feel like I have to apologize? That's what I feel. I think he's done some good things, and he hasn't done some other things that were good.
Because you think you're talking to a bunch of biased people. That's why.
Yeah.
You think you're talking in a world where people aren't looking for the truth, but rather victory. You don't have confidence in the reason and the rationale of the public. That's what it means, and maybe you're right. Maybe you're
not. I think, yeah, that's exactly what it means. Thank you. I never really put it together that way, but yeah, that's what it does mean. All right, Michael, good. We got a lot of conversation about the stories from the charts. Talkers Magazine. Check out the info at talkers.com. It's 10 minutes before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour, yes, the Talk Radio Review continues with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, America's number one expert when it comes to identity theft and scams. He's all over the place and a good soldier in terms of the protection racket. Only the protection racket really does help you. There are some people who get involved, Steve, in the protection racket. They're not necessarily protecting you.
No, sometimes it's selling your bill of goods. Other times it's looking to protect you and be the ones that are scamming you. So it's dangerous out there.
All right, let's talk. We are here mostly to talk about the legal aspects of some of the things on the top 10 list of stories from Talkers Magazine. Certainly the wiretapping that's going on, the accusations, WikiLeaks stories. I noticed the story of a fellow named Sid Bakanaba, who is a NASA scientist born in our country, iPhone confiscated at the airport in Houston on his way back from Chile. This last week or two has been all over social media platforms. The question comes on when he was searched, whether they found things in his iPhone. And so people start, okay, should you avoid bringing your phone to the airport? You put it in your bag and you don't keep it on your person. He was checked out because of his name. There's a lot of stupid stuff going on in the name of protection, and a lot of people are taking on the responsibility of being more proactive, but they're taking the responsibility on their own because they're not being told to do these things, but they're still doing them. Like the people that were coming into the country for by Southwest, you know, those singers that got stuck in Canada, they were told they couldn't come to perform because they didn't have a P-1 visa, all this kind of stuff. So what's legal and what's illegal, I guess, is the question a lot of people are asking.
Yeah, and you know something, we're in a period where it's hard to figure things out. I mean, you had, again, a one judge saying he would not extend the travel ban that President Trump revised. Then you had another two judges issue restraining orders preventing it. And so we're still trying to find out, you know, during times of emergency, it does seem that the governments and then law enforcement are willing to suspend our individual liberties, and sometimes a little bit too fast. Interestingly enough, there have been a history in Congress of when they have suspended the liberties, they've put endpoints on them so that they wouldn't just automatically extend. And at this point, there's a real fear, and I'm not sure it's based on fact. That's part of the thing with, you know, the president's travel ban, his wall, you know, the wall that's going to cost us billions of dollars when, in fact, more Mexicans in America are going back to Mexico. So here it takes individual cases to go to court to show that the liberties we fought so hard for still apply, and that you can't just search anyone because you just don't like the name or how they look.
The era, though, of personal interpretation versus the law, I thought Trump did a fairly good job this week of reading from the statute that allowed him, according to him, to do what he'd done. That is to write these executive orders and say if it's this, that, or the other thing. And then the judges don't cite any law. They just say, no, he can't do it, as if it was just their personal, it was their personal right to do what they think is right without checking with the law. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, you know, here again, unfortunately, what this president, you know, has done, and, you know, I'm not going to totally damn the guy, but in many instances, he makes statements, he issues orders without support for them, and I think that's part of the issue that's been here, such as the wiretapping. Well, then I didn't really mean wiretapping as the word is used. I meant surveillance. And then you find out from numerous sources, including the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I hope they're intelligent, that there was no surveillance. But in this case, now the orders that I saw, particularly from the Hawaiian judge, did have a good basis in law to indicate that the president's extension of a travel ban did not have a basis in law and was religiously discriminatory. So, yeah, I mean, he's not the devil incarnate, but he's rash and he doesn't seem to be following the law as much. And I agree with you. Unfortunately, on the other side, there are judges that are sometimes equally rash.
Yeah, right. And so we see what sticks as you throw it against the wall one way or the other. Steve Weisman, America's number one consumer expert. His book, Identity Theft Alert, is available if you go online. I guess it's available at Scamicide.com and also at Amazon. Check out Identity Theft Alert and protect yourself. Steve, I'm always happy to have you here because of your legal expertise as well. On the countdown, it's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.